Good evening, everybody. So we are still discussing our topic of a, I'm just going to go back, of a person. You have a nice neighbor, Shmuel, Yitzchak, Baruch, whatever his name may be. He needs $10,000. You have $150,000 in the bank. He's trustworthy. He's guarantors. And yet, you don't need the money right now. Many people will be unwilling to go ahead and give him the loan. And the question is, why in the world are we not giving a loan? So the Chafetz Chaim in Avos Chesed is discussing reasons why a person wouldn't give him, right? Stinginess, closed eyes, nervousness, etc. The last reason, which we're going to discuss tonight, is laziness. Atzlus. There are some people who want to give the loan. They're just so lazy, they can't get around to do it or go through the tedious tasks to do it. Says the Chavetz Chaim, don't give this loan. And we discuss, by the way, to reiterate, the eternal reward if you give the loan. One of the reasons the Chavetz Chaim said people don't do the mitzvahs is they don't understand the loss that they have, perhaps the punishment that they will get, the lack of shmira, of spiritual protection, lack of bracha. So they're not cognizant of what's at stake over here, that sometimes Hashem gives you a knock on the door. Here's your chance to do a chesed before something happens. Right? We know that Rabbi Akiva's daughter was saved because of the chesed she did at her wedding night. She could have died. She was supposed to die that night. Very often, the things that we have are opportunities. So a person should have such a schus, not just eternity, which is the main thing, forever and ever and ever, they're a better, bigger person. And not just for the loan, for all the secondary effects of this person's shalom bias, of his, that your neighbor now can sleep at night. Your neighbor's calm and cool and relaxed, right? Your neighbor perhaps could make a parnasa, get what he needs, marry off his daughter, and enjoy the wedding. Besides all of that, you get reward in this world. Why would you not do this if you could be helpful? Says the Chavetz Chaim, you know what sometimes people is? It's not because of the money. Especially when it's not big bucks. They could easily give a loan. So why don't they do the loan? Why aren't they giving it? She tells us a rock, shu otzol b'davar. They are lazy. And they don't want to go through the whole process. They sign contracts. They got to worry about the collection fees. B'davar l'tzol l'havlas. It's a big tercha. I'm a busy man, a busy lady. Time for this. A lot of chasadim take time. Person needs a ride, they need this. It's time consuming. I don't have the time for this. It's late at night. You call me, I have to meet the person. I work hard during the day. It's laziness. Ad shiavo, lede prod. I gotta worry about, I have to have an Excel document, if you have the payments. I can't get overpaid. Then I'm in ribbis. It's interest. It's too hard, too sophisticated for me, too time consuming. So they don't help out their poor neighbor, Baruch, Bracha, Shmuel, Sarah, whatever the name is. The person who needs the help, the person who's good for their money, because they're too lazy. They don't have time for them. They don't have the energy to go ahead and do it. But Emes, says the Chavetz Chaim, because it's Bainim, when a person contemplates this, he has Siba Shu Agadoyla, believe it or not. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it's the biggest reason, hamoneya, not just from this chesed, but from a person to serve Hashem. In general, it's laziness that blocks a person from doing, really serving Hashem, and for living the life they could and should live, for getting all the brachas, getting all the mitzvahs, all the tirah, finishing mesechtes, becoming a better person. Laziness. Vayedei yada nisher ha'adam arum mitairah, mitzvahs v'tshuva, and because they're too lazy to do what they could and should do, they will live through this world and pass by without doing Torah, mitzvahs, and returning tshuva, returning to Hashem. Kimitava. Now, here's, by the way, this parak is super short, but he has two really long footnotes. So I think what we're going to do is finish the parak and then do these really long footnotes separately because it's too much of a tangent. Because he says, and this is a little footnote on this, we'll do it afterwards, people delay. They procrastinate. I still remember, to the next day. When I got to San Jose, this is now going on 19 plus 19 years ago. I first came to San Jose 19 years ago, right? So, maybe a year and a half in. So there's a pretty well-known person in the conservative movement who was an older person. Somebody asked me to meet this person, and I met him. And he was an elderly person. He remembered his religious grandparents, had very warm feelings. He pretty much told me he knows the truth at some level. So, anyway, we had a very warm conversation. It was a bonding effect. By the way, I don't believe anyone. Probably no one knows who he is. Not someone you know. So, I said that it was like a short time afterwards. I had seed bachur. This is perfect. This guy will love learning with yeshiva students. Love it. And he would have loved it, by the way. He would have really loved it. He could have changed his life for the better. And so I reached out to him. He tells me, Rabbi, I would love to do it, but not now. It's not my time yet. I'm still doing other things. And the next year, I tried for a seed. I tried other things, but just thinking for the seed. And the next year, same thing. The third year. And then, never happened. I'm not sure if I highly doubt he's still alive. He was older then. But always pushing. And I remember saying, Rabbi, I'm going to do it. Of course I'm going to do it. It's such a great thing. Tomorrow means next year. I'll do it. But he never did it. And this guy I look at as one of the people who just never did what he could do in this world. He was, in his case, it may not have been pure laziness. It may have been fear of or of commitment, or it may have been other things as well. But part of it was laziness, and part of it was pushing things till tomorrow. Zakta Chavetz Chaim, with a lazy person pushes off. Yeah, I'm going to do this mitzvah. I'm going to do this chesed. This week, I had thousands of people email, and I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, got my emails. I was dealing with people all week long, like for 3 days. Raising a lot of money. Those who donated, thank you. You know, we raised a lot of money. You have to deal with people all the time. There are all kinds of people I dealt with, even today, that they didn't do it because they're too lazy to send out an email or to put their credit card in. I'm not kidding you not. That people don't want to do it. It's fine. It's not fair. They have other stuckers. Fine. But there are other people, it was just laziness. Like, you have to hold their hand. They want to do it. But they're just too lazy. And this with a loan? See, to go on my email or to call up the office or to write a check, put something in the mail, whatever, donors fund, right, one of these DAFs. But now I have to do contracts. I got to put things together. They'll do it tomorrow. Well, the campaign's over. It's not, school is just not over. But it's not, you know, so there's no seed tomorrow, my friend. And for this person, I think he's in Shemayim now. There is no tomorrow. That person pushes off the Yitzhar. No. I'll learn tomorrow. I'll do the mitzvah tomorrow. Rabbi, I'm going to do it. It's not today. I never do it. Uchvar, now here you have your neighbor Shmuel, Sarah. They need a loan today. And you just don't have the time. You're not going to make the time today. Uchvar, again, there's going to be a long footnote about laziness and how it affects a person's mitzvahs, but we'll get there. Uchvar, Amar Shlomo B'chach, Masa Shlomo Melech said, I'll stay ish atzlavarti. Shlomo Melech, wise old man, as he walked by a person, a lazy man's field, v'ne ala kulo kumshon, is filled with thorns and particles of charul and thistles and weeds, together of one of Neharsa, they had a field had a nice stone wall to protect it, and the wall was destroyed. V'amru Chazal, and destroyed all because it wasn't taken care of. It wasn't kept up. Person just didn't do the due diligence. Shlomo is lamenting. Look what happens to the person's property. So much so their life. For Amru Chazal, the Talmud says in Brachas, Arba Dvarim Tzrichim Tchizek. There are four things. It doesn't stay status quo. If you do not strengthen yourself, you're going down. This is the famous escalator metaphor. You're either going up or down. So there's certain things in life you cannot coast. You cannot put on cruise control. Spiritual things. You're either going to push yourself, you're going to strengthen yourself, you're going to learn about it, you're going to act on it, or you're going down. Four things. The Elohim, these are the four things. Torah. Every day the Yetzirah tries to stop a person from learning Torah. Headache, I'm tired, I'm busy, I have work, I have this. Doing mitzvah sometimes, no time for Torah. Torah, maisim tovim, acts of kindness, which we're talking about right now. Tefillah, davening, you have to strengthen yourself in davening. Very easy to slip and slide in davening. In Derech Eretz, how you work with others, you work in your job, how you deal in the world. Harishamaisim tovim, it says the Chafetz Chaim, we're focused on the good deeds part. You want to be consistent. You gotta strengthen yourself. If you're lazy, or you were good. There's some people, there's people you meet, they were very stark in their Yiddishkeit, and they went down. Sure, you know people. They were at one point they were very strong, learning Torah, doing Chesed, and they went down. They slipped. They weren't mechazik themselves. They didn't strengthen themselves. Let's say Hashem gives you the opportunity to do chesed, and you weaken yourself, and you don't live up to yourself. Amru Chazal, the sages say, Bracha Samach Yimel, and Bracha 63, B'Shem Shmuel, of course, the great Shmuel, or Shiva of Narada, great Amira, She'im Bo Koyach Lama Be'am Tzara. A person who doesn't do the chesed, I will try to speak louder. A person who doesn't do the chesed, they're gonna have a day where they're gonna need that chesed. Hashem gives you opportunities to strengthen yourself that you should be protected. And you won't have the strength. You're lazy. Well, you won't have the strength in the day of need. A person is judged. There are times where things are going away, and there are times where a person is judged to the negative. And had they done chesed, the chesed would have protected them. The tzedakah, the charity, the halva, the loan, which is what we've been talking about. The hachnasas orchim, bringing the needy person into your house. Maybe not necessarily poor, but a person needs a place to sleep for Shabbos or a place. Your strength will be weakened. By the way, and in life, sometimes there are people who have opportunities of jobs or chesed, sometimes they don't come back. Had they taken it, the rest of it would have been a higher level for a long time. That loan you could have given the neighbor, maybe put the person a whole time. Right? My kids were just listening to the story of really the founding of the first major yeshiva. The mother yeshiva is called Torvadas. Yitzchak Elkanan, which is today YU, was around, but it's a little bit of a different story, also very important. But Torvadas is essentially the first mother yeshiva in America. And it started from one person whose great-great-grandson lives right next to me. So I told my kids who were listening on the Jewish radio the story of great-great-grandfather, how Binyamin Wilhelm found the Torah of Adas. He went to school for his own kids. He was living in Brooklyn. And he put a lot of effort, and they had some board with some money, and they didn't have enough kids. So they said, we're going to delay it for 1 year opening the school. This is the early 1900s in the United States of America, where there was poverty, where everyone was immigrants living in one-bedroom apartments with 10 people. That's what the majority of Klal Yisrael from people for sure was that then. And this Binyamin Wilhelm, on Yom Kippur, woke up early, davened Yom Kippur, the whole Yom Kippur, in 45 minutes, Shacharis and Musaf, and then went from shul to shul to shul, collecting kids, talking to people, on Yom Kippur. Do you understand, you're putting your kid in public school, they will not be religious, they will not be from... There'll be a Yankee Doodle. and your great-great-grandchildren will not be like Yisrael Wilhelm, who lives down the block from me. He would have been, you know, Izzy Rodriguez. That's what happens. So this is Benjamin Wilhelm, and I think it was 19, whatever, 10, 12, whatever, I'm blanking right now. Well, it was actually a little later, but a couple years later. So he went around collecting children on Yom Kippur. He could have had 100 reasons to be lazy. 100 reasons to be lazy. His grandson, Saul Belsky, I took smicha by him. He was Rosh Hashiva of Torah with us. One of the goyim of America. It was a paisik for the OU. Who wake up early on Yom Kippur, fasting. He went out. But in his case, the din was his own great-great-grandchildren. I know a lot. There's a couple of Wilhelms in my school. Besides this, he could have had every excuse in the world. And the number one thing that could stop a person doing that? Laziness. Lazy. Not my problem. I'm not going to do it. I don't have time for the energy. I'm Kippur. I got a daven. It's a piece of Yom Tzar Tzarcha, and you don't have the koyach. Hashem gives you opportunities. That Binyamin Wilhelm that had that Yom Kippur, it would have been over, by the way. Had he delayed it tomorrow, like that guy told me, I'll do see next year. There's Yom Yeshiva next year, won't have kids. Next year, won't have kids. They will never have kids. You lost your opportunity. V'yamar HaKos, the Pasuk says, in Tevakshenu Kekesed Chadnoyim Techap Senefus, search for Yilas Shamayim, for fear of God, for doing good things, like you search for gold and silver and power and fame. Oz, if you have the same bread to be successful, Tavin, then you'll understand fear of Hashem. Yilas Hashem, you'll know Torah. You'll push yourself. You'll exert yourself. A person should cuss himself for Torah mitzvahs. Just like in a business, you want to be successful, and you're a lazy bum, you're not going to have a good business. Period. You won't be a good employee. Period. When you have a chanus, right, in the old days, many Jews had stores. Some famous people in San Francisco built some big businesses doing exactly that 100 plus years ago. A person in the store, they're industrious, they sit there from morning to night, and they're happy. The more clients that come in, come on in. They're looking for customers. They want the customers. They're very happy. They're busy in the store. They don't want to sit there and twiddle their thumbs. And they take one, they take two. And the truth is, in those days, especially, you know, it wasn't the profit margin of today. Every customer gave them a little bit per customer, not a lot. And you say, we have more customers, you want more people. The busier you are, the happier you are. Right? You know, in fact, even if it's a freezing cold, frigid day, if you're selling, you're making some guilt, so you get some serious money, you're very happy. You're not worried about the cold. You're not worried about working. You're thinking about cha-ching. The money is in the bank. Right? I'm making some money. But call me Tom Shukhoishish, because people think they need money. And money is important. You have to be able to live. But money is only temporary. It's for this world. How much more so for Torah mitzvahs? You should be industrious. Shouldn't be lazy. Push yourself. You'll be rich for eternity. You'll be a gevir for eternity. Which is eternal. Chase. Don't be lazy. Run for the opportunity. Take advantage. You should know and run after to know Hashem. And you should not be me'achper olav hatircha baza. Okay, and therefore, af im yikre shaloyvim atzmo. Eino meshiv hagmilas chasen. The tzarech latzgir pam ushtaim. So now you're the malva. You're the loan. You're the person giving the loan, right? The lender. You know you're going to need to remind the borrower that you know you owe me money. You're going to make the payment. I'll make the payment, but you have to remind them. But I don't want to. You're not going to remind them. Why do I need this tircha? So it's a pain. It's a pain in the neck. That's what I say in America. Pain in the neck, right? Well, it's tedious, boring, and it's a waste of my time. or I'm stressed enough. Life is stressful. I don't need any more stress. Afal pikin, don't be lazy. From chesed, if you may not make money, you run for it. You make some extra, some serious guilt. If I said to you, oh, you get a loan, but you're gonna make someone's gonna give you $10,000, nothing to do. Yeah, you'll do it. But for mitzvah, I don't have time to stress. Because you have a business also, you have to do collections. Try to do collections from tuition. Oh, you think of that. You know, people, they want free rides, right? And tuition's last. They take the mortgage. And that's the fact that you educate the kids. I'm saying, I'm serious. No, it doesn't cost so easy. All right? People don't have time for this. They don't have to. But if you're for their own business, you bet they collect. They come calling, and they're happy to get the money. Oid, yadu, shame, mitzvah, law, kafas. By the way, all businesses, you have credit. Any business has credit. Any real business has credit. Vei mitzvah, law, tircha, and there's no doing doing business without exerting yourself and making deals and talking and selling and bargaining. Vei mitzvah, law, lihafs, lefrakim, gamken. And by the way, every business has points where they lose some money. It's not always up. There's ebbs up and down. There are other people have times the business is doing better, a little bit worse. What do you think? So you're going to say, oh, but business, you make money. Yeah, it's in the bank. So of course, yeah, you push yourself, you take on credit. But here I'm giving the money. You shaita, he says, and say shaita. He says, you're a fool. This guy makes money in business for a short period of time. You, my friend, you, my brother, you push yourself, you live eternity. And by the way, as we emphasize, in this world also, you have bracha and shmir and good things. But the main thing is eternity. You'll be connected to the divine, you'll be living like a divine person, you'll be connected to Hashem. If you have to, in the case of the loan, you have to collect your loan, it's in your head to do all the collections and keeping and asking. By the way, he says, when you have a business and you have to collect your credit, so let's say that the guy owes you $7,000, so you get the money, your $7,000, and the fact it takes you 2 minutes or 2 days or 20 days is irrelevant. You're only getting $7,000. That's the deal. Guy owes you $7,000 or collect $7,000. But here, b'nyaneinu, when you give the loan, and kol mishal tircha, anytime you have to ask, you get more mitzvah. Yitoysef al mitzvah makes the mitzvah that much greater. Yitoysef, yitoysef. Ki yodua, as we say, lufum tzara agra, according to the exertion, is the reward. Now, the guy should make it hard for you, but if for whatever reason, it's a little bit more challenging, on the contrary, it's a bigger mitzvah. Right? With the basin, you can give a loan, you give it back, it means you have to guarantee, give it or. You should take the collateral if you ever have a loan. You can't, and there's all kinds of halachas of that. La puchid lo yitza adon lash, but a person should make a mistake to think. Toiv shiu ma'osa avudim, velo etzdark shuva triach halahalva. So, you know, you have a tough loan. Okay, it's a case where it's a loan, it's a tircha, you have a collateral, so this is return the collateral. If a person says, I was squandering the money, I'm not going to get back. No, the Torah says, derchatz, collect your loan and loan it again. Get that money back and loan it again. Don't view the money. Don't give up on the money. Of course you should get your money, but so it takes time and effort. But he said, this is nitzchis. It's a change in a person's worldview, Weltanschauung, to understand what they're gaining if they have to push themselves over here. It's the art of it. So the Chavetz Chaim then says, "We'll finish this parak, and then next time, we're gonna discuss a different angle of Chesed." But he says, "I said the Chavetz Chaim said talked in this parak about atzlus, laziness, too hard to write the check, to do the documents, to do the collections, to drive to the airport, to help the person do this, to have guests. I'm so tired. Right? It's hard. Are they going to do it eventually? Yeah, right now I don't want to do it. Tomorrow. The Atzli Yitzhar destroys a person. Mapa also brings them down. Well, the M, just like in your job, if you're lazy, you're fired. You don't accomplish. You don't advance. Mention harbim harbim seals. Also, other many other reasons which you can say why you won't give your trusted neighbor a loan in the time of need when you have the money. So that person are lazy. Many reasons people are lazy to do the mitzvah. And he says, just think of business. Here you're doing the eternal business. Right? If you want to be rich eternally, as Tavin Yeres Hashem, you'll understand how to fear Hashem and know Hashem's Torah and know what you need to do. You give the loan, you're happy, you're blessing, you're dancing in the street, you give the loan. Okay. That's the finish of this parak and this topic, but we're going to now do the footnotes. First footnote is about the guy who pushes things off. Like my friend from 18 years ago. I'm going to do next year. Machar. Tomorrow I'll start. I remember some people in Daf Yomi didn't start. They were going to do it next Pesach. No, the next Pesach. Also the next Pesach. Then there's a different group, which we're not about today. They start brachas and, you know, bar Shabbos, bar menucha. Shabbos, they come, they're done. That's a different thing. It's also usually laziness, by the way, because it becomes harder. The investment becomes more challenging. I remember, I'm looking at laser on the screen over here. The winter's like now. We started, I think, my second or third year in San Jose, that the 4:30 Mincha Yehuda, you were there also very often. 4:30 Mincha in the winter. 4:30 Mincha in Bisyata, the Shmaya, it never missed for 11 or 12 years that I was there. It was 13, but the first year we did not do it. I think the second
year. I was there too.
Oh, Levi, you were there? Yeah, that's right, you're there, Levi. Never missed a minute. There are a few miracle stories. Many times there were exactly 10 people. There are sometimes you have to wait a few minutes, mostly not, but that did happen a few times. But those who were there, remember, there were a few times, there were 8 or 9, and I would call in reserves. I remember Larry Franks was in that apartment. Something called Belsky. If needed. And there were a few times a person was like, I'm in my shorts. Why can you not? I was like, you understand, you're making a minion for the whole city. Over here, you understand that, because most people are at work. They're up in Palo Alto, Los Altos, South Services, they can't. They weren't, but they're people local. You call them up and say, "I'm dominating you mincha bichis," or "I'm not dressed." Do you understand? You're making a minion for the city, so you get the mitzvah minion. You get the mitzvah that this goes. And if there's not a minion one day, then tomorrow people are gonna say, "I don't want to come back because I don't know if there's a minion or not." Do you understand what's at stake over here? Because why don't you want to come to? Because you have to change into a pair of pants. So hard for you to change it. That's like, it's hard at all. Makes the person lazy. You're the needed person. You make all the difference. Where there's traffic, I don't want to get stuck, I have my car, I have to get out, blah, blah, blah. Right? And Levi just reminded me, one of the people who came to the 4:30 mincha, he was not the shachar's person, he was the mincha and Mara, it was Jay Rose, I'm a good old Jay Rose. I still remember, he was very happy to come. Still, when I think of presidential elections, I think of the guy, he was wanting Obama to lose. He was like, every time he would see me, he was like, I hope that Obama loses. I hope that guy loses. The whole Iran deal was going, the first going back, like the Iran news today, this was 2012. I believe it was 2012, it was the Romney election. Kimberly telling me. So the person who made Mincha made Jay Rose come to Mincha. And it was a schutz for him. Because you all made a minion. But the person can be lazy and not come. And so what happened is a few times they didn't come and I got somebody else. And that guy lost out eternally. Well, Pasha lost the schutz.
The minyan happened, but they don't have the minyan. They don't have the schos.
Venira, the person who pushes things off, she said, "Kavas hamadrash rabba in ve'ata elatshuva." In ve'ata, the hamadrash rabba on saying thing that the yitzhar pushes a person off. It says, "Ve'ata Yisrael ma'ashem lekecha doresh mimcha." And now, Jewish people, the pasuk says, "What does Hashem ask from you?" And the pasuk is talking about tshuva. L'chor ha'echem rama is tshuva. Where is he? Tshuva, repentance, return. In the word ve'ata. Uvetevas lira es Hashem, nucha loma ramas atzufa. It says to fear Hashem. Okay, that's going to be returning Hashem, repenting. Uvetevas ata, and now Jewish people. Where is that? Why is that a symbol of tshuva? Venucha loma says the Chavetz we could perhaps say. So we're saying the ikur yekayachay tzahara that tricks a person is today I don't have time to return mitzvahs. Well, it's bari menafshecha ich lekayim es atera. I have to think. How I can do it when I get older. Rabbi, when I get older, I'm going to do it. When I get older, I'll do it. I know the truth. I know what I have to do. I know what's necessary. Now, I'm not the type of person who makes efforts and taking small steps. Making, you don't go to 0 to 100. So they're making efforts now to improve and to get better, whether it's on Shabbos and Kashrus or Torah study, Tefillah, prayer. I'm not a person who pushes it off the Gamre. Pushes it off. When this burning of Nashua has to have time, but tomorrow I'm going to make time. I'm going to do it. Yeah, it's going to happen. And when the next day happens, after that, I said, again, you can't believe something right now. Time is not right. The person keeps going on with this delusion. That's what Shlomo Melech, King Solomon, says in Proverbs, in Mishlei. Don't tell your friend, come and come back, and tomorrow I'll do, and give it. Riecha is the Yetzer Tov. Your good friend, your good inclination, he's your friend. Your Yetzer Tov, your good inclination is your good friend. Shurei Miti Shalom, that's your friend. The person at the party says, do learn more, do more, increase observance, increase service of Hashem, be kinder, be nicer, implement this, take on a chumrah, stringency. Not everything is a chumrah, but there are good chumrahs to take. Take on an extra hiddur, an extra beautification of a mitzvah. He's your friend. It's hard trying to raise your bar. But the Yitzhahara says, no. Do you going to get sick? Don't push yourself. Same person go running around the whole day, making chips, writing books, walking in stores, driving around for sales. No, but don't. You're going to get sick. You need to relax. You got to chill. Don't push yourself. Or you know what? It's not the time. Yeah, it's not the time. Now it's not the time. You know, wait, some different time, a different opportunity. And always push it off, Yitzhar. It's not going to say, don't do it, because Yitzhar tell you the good inclination is because it makes a good case. Yitzhar, the English is very smart. It's a, not today. No. I know people want to keep Shabbos. Going to keep Shabbos. Going for years. Push it for years. And Yitzhar, yeah, it's important. Shabbos is the purpose, but. Oh, like this guy, he's dead. Right, he could have learned. Not now, next year. Today, Hashem command you today to do a Torah and mitzvah, so heed them with all of your heart and with all of your soul. Yashuv Hayoyim, come back to Hashem today. Shema Yamos Lamachar, lest you be, you're not around tomorrow, you pass away. Vishamati Vishim Goin Echad, says the Chavetz Chaim, I heard the name of a great Torah scholar, Sha'amar, Sha'al Mitzarech L'Shayar B'Nafsho, a person should deliberate three things. Echad, She'en Lo Elo Yom Echad L'Chios, he only has one day to live. or you have one parak to learn, or one daf gemara, mashu oisek bo. Gam shu yisrael echad shekarish baruch hu mitzaveh akim ha-tera, ubo talo akim ha-olam, ki al yedei ze, shiyach shuvlo rak yom echel l'chayos. If you think you only have one day to live, imagine that. Think about today. We should all have lived to 120 plus brias or chesam v'shana. But if you knew today was the last, you would push yourself shein kamohu. Now the ultimate comment is the famous Moshe. He said that if you would wake up the cemeteries and say you have one day to live for tchias amesim one day, they would get out of the grave and run to do every mitzvah in the world, every single Torah. There would be a mad rush. They would be woken up for one day from the dead. Babis and Zaydas, Tatas and Imas, Greek grandparents coming out from the Kfarim, out from the grave, they were run, because they have clarity in Shemayim. Run, and with every ounce of strength, they would do it. And if a person had one day of their life, and they knew it, they would do whatever they can. I'm not talking about a weak person in the hospital, but a healthy person. They know that for every reason, their time is tomorrow. They would run. If one day, they won't wait till tomorrow, because there is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. Today is now or never. And when you lower the, today, the Yitzchak figures on here, right? You have one daf a day, one amud a day, or one parak a day. Makes it easier. It's concrete. It's not, you're not like, it's over years. One thing. But the Yetzer HaRa says, oh, you'll never finish this Masechta. Oh, it's so big, Shas, too big. Not for you. Not for you. You didn't learn the mirror, bro. You go there. It's for the guys in the mirror yeshiva. Let them do it. I'll learn a little bit. I'll do this. Way too big. Right, the mirror guys have other things they need. So they have plenty of Yetzer HaRa also. Right? Gam. Right, if you're the one to stay in the world, right, that's the Yetzer Tov, right? But it's right, like that minion, like those people who kept the minion going. I think I was like over maybe 40 times or 10 people in the minion, always 10, maybe 40 times, many times, much more than 10, but they kept the minion. Those guys who came in those days have a schos for all the other minyan mitzvah, because if you collapse a minyan, right, then people don't come. That's what it is. I told someone recently who was struggling with minyan, you gotta make sure you have a minyan. No one's coming if, Shkala doesn't have this problem, but no one's coming. If you miss a minyan, then you're an untrustworthy minyan. People have a chiyuv, they have an obligation, they don't want to come. So those guys who came get it forever, but other people said, no, other people do it. Let them do it. I'm wearing my shorts. I'm already relaxing. I can't drive a whole 4 minutes to get in my car. It's too cold. Not -5 like in Chicago. It's only 60, not 75 in San Jose or Texas, wherever it may be, California, right? Miami next week, right? None of that. And so a person's lazy and they miss a chance. It's hard, pushes it off. A person's chayiv to say the contrary. Be'emetz kvar amru chazal. A person's really chayiv to say. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. The entire world is created for me. Gam pa'amim yisho'olam chetzo zakai. In our spiritual lives, at times, where a person is, the whole world is dependent. The whole world is dependent, being judged. And when a person adds on a mitzvah, he turns the whole world to good. If chas v'shalom, a person adds avera, turns it to bad. And therefore, it says, imagine today is the only day. Now, do it today. Shemad chelo halimur v'hisboinenus b'kiyam haTorah alzman machar, and therefore it says v'ati Yisrael ma'ashem alkecha shol mi'imcha v'ata dafka, and now specific Hayinu, that is, Shibuchol Eis, a person should always think, what does Hashem say? Right? What if today is the last day? What if it's only one chance? With the Emes, who Indian, Noiro Mioid, right? V'shayach Ad Mechol Yimei Chayev, L'masho, when you wake up, and you think what you should be doing, should you go to Yeshiva? Should you learn that day? It's a cold day. Should you go to the minyan? Should you go to davening? Should you give a loan? Right? The is so much shalmiimcha. What is Hashem wanting? You have to think, what does Hashem want from you? Today you should go to the minyan. You should go to davening. You should learn the daf. You should learn the gemara shir. Right? Laziness. There's a shir that you like the shir, but you're tired. You don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to get up. I just got home 20 minutes ago. I got delayed in traffic. 280. Terrible. 101. Oh, even worse. Right? Terrible. So I got home late. I didn't enjoy my dinner. Schnitzel tonight. I love schnitzel. Salmon. I don't want to go to the show right away. I want to relax. I miss the show. Okay, I like the show. I want to just, you know. By the way, there is occasion that happens. It's the right thing. But that's a default. It's definitely not. Definitely not. You're a loser. You lost the shir. You lost your ruchnius. Lost your level. Zashim and Avsho. Your person's lazy. Don't go to the shir. I'm far walk to shul on Shabbos. I won't come back from mincha. Too far. Why don't you come back from mincha? Do you want to say mincha? Mincha, if you have Shal Shuras, Marav, you know, they're getting too lazy. Crazy, so I'm just going to throw this out. I remember Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, less people came back from Mincha. San Jose. They're nuts. It's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I never say that in Shal, because I don't want to make people feel bad. But now we're talking outside. Are you crazy? It's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You're too lazy to come to Shal. Your whole life's being judged. Your whole future's being judged. Laziness. If you knew, these same people, most, no, some people get sick on Yom Kippur. I'm not talking about that. But if I would tell the person, you have $50,000 if you come for a mincha, you bet they'd be at mincha. You bet they would be at mincha. They don't feel the $50,000. I'm way more than $50,000 in Mincha Yom Kippur. Way, way, way more. You'll learn if you can. Again, if you have the opportunity. You'll ask Hashem once. You'll be careful. You go to work. You'll live in life. When you get back from work, you won't read about the Iran protests for 15 hours or Greenland, which is, I can't what to say about that, right? Or Davos, or the Gaza Peace Board, right? Or any of these type of stuff, you won't know about this, the World Series now, right? So you want to the World Series, all the baseball games, right? They just played in Chicago in the snow, the baseball. Can you imagine what it's like, right? You don't mean any of that stuff. You know, we read you read it. You're going to go back and learn Yavamas, you learn Zavachim, you learn Yeshua, you learn Shaftim, you learn the Parsha. You push yourself a little bit. Life is short. Tomorrow, you miss the boat. You miss the opportunities. Show me, Hashem asks, what are you doing? Are you learning Torah? Are you doing mitzvahs? Keeping Torah? Are you giving the mitzvahs? Pushing yourself? Exerting yourself? By the way, so, and the other people who don't do this, sometimes they don't do it. They collapse sometimes. They fall. They slip in the escalator of life. Today, if someone knocks on your door today and you could do that alone, you do it today. Today's your challenge. Today's your day. That's the first thing. No. Say I know first footnote's shorter. I'm going to try to do it quickly because I know it's a little bit late. The second footnote's on the pasuk of the thorns and thistles and the broken gate of Shlomo saying that a lazy man destroys his whole property. Says the Chavetz Chaim, ki ikra sada aser, a field, you have to plow it and seed it. And let it grow. The goyim and siva, you make a fence. Why do you make the fence? That wild animals should not come from the forests. and eat your crops. Now, obviously, certain things can jump the fence, but there are many animals that can't jump the fence. But when you're a lazy bum, and you don't lachrosh, you don't do plow, and you don't seed, and you let everything, thorns and thistles grow, and you let the fence get destroyed, when I take out the thorns and thistles, you have to go ahead and make a new fence, and go ahead and redo everything. Ken Adam, you have to realize that there's a cost to this. There's a cost, there's a loss for laziness. You've damaged your product, your reality. Every day to learn according to their ability. With tshuva, acts of kindness and repentance. You should work on yourself. Now, I just today learned with an individual. I've learned with him for a few years now. Not once a month. And because I was involved both with his wife in setting them up on more regular things. So there are other people I learn more frequently. But this person, I remarried him a second time, according to halacha. If he wouldn't learn and do things, he's not yet, you know, totally Shomer Shabbos, but he definitely is a searcher, a person of truth, and working on himself. If he ain't going up, he's going to go down. And the reason he is because he's surrounded by all his family that's not particularly observant, and many of his peer group are not particularly observant. So if he's not pushing himself, he's going to go down. His default would be to go down. I'm positive about that. He's not at the level yet where it would go up. And therefore, that's just to maintain, let alone to get ahead. But to get ahead, he has to push himself. He has to have a little bit of tension in his service of Hashem. And that's to all of us. You can be in cruise control in Am Echad, or in any shul in the world, in Lakewood or Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak, you can just follow the crowd. Cruise control. Now, some crowds are higher and some crowds are lower. But you will not get farther ahead unless you go ahead and exert yourself. And therefore, if you're a lazy bum, you're going to destroy, you're going to damage. Mainly, she has borrowed Kokhdusha, Samas Yosio, sir, right? And whether you will not, you have to work on yourself in order to be Kedusha and Taira and Tahara and to work on your character traits. Midas, some people just deal with a therapist, a doctor, something, somebody, on anger control. You don't work on it, and you can't control it. If a person works and develops themselves, because Hashem put a teva of a neshama can do more. It's like you can plant in a field to get better crops and more crops. Or a shiachal as you have to kill a koyach with rain. So, and you need certain things for the ground. So to the nefesh, you need to pour Torah on your soul. You need to pour kedusha, holiness. And the more you pour, the more your soul sprouts. The more the soul grows, the more you take care of your neshama, the more you take care of your soul, the healthier your soul will be. Right? If you don't take care of your physical health, you need to, as one of my parents would say, garbage, and you don't exercise, and you so if you do certain vices, even worse, like smoking and drinking, then you're going to damage your physical body. Well, if you're not taking care of your soul, you're going to damage it. And if you want your soul to soar high, you got to feed it. And the way you feed your soul is with Kedusha, with holiness, with Torah, and mitzvahs, and pushing yourself. But if you're lazy, just like your field, if you're lazy, it'll be destroyed. Your soul will be destroyed. It'll be in shatters. Not only will you not add on to Kedusha, you're going to have thorns and thistles in your soul. Right, without holiness, without chachma, get thorns and thistles. And you have, a person slacks off a little Torah and the tefillah,
And then chasam shalom, people really fall to the abyss. Some people just fall from where they could be. And then, the tshuva ma'isim tovim, so they start justifying your life, rationalizing it, blaming, or just getting worse and worse. It's like a field, all the animals can come running in and eat the crops. Like, you better make that fence again. And then you could have start planting again. First thing, the fence. First thing is, you got to change your life. Don't be a lazy person. Right? Make a fence around it. Right? Think about the past and then focus on the future to work on yourself. Otherwise, a person will miss the boat. Right? Laziness, not taking care of what we have to. So this ends this paragraph. The last thing he says is not just about the case we discussed about the loan. And not just about even the chesed. It's a life lesson. That there are things that come our way every single day, today. The things we know, everyone, including myself as I think about this, know we should do today. But that's what the Yetzer Tov is talking about. The Yetzer Hara will say, do it tomorrow. And do it tomorrow. And do it tomorrow. But the Yetzer is not going to come direct. Not in the beginning. And what we need to know is when something, someone, or some mitzvah knocks on our door today, then that's the call we should take. Okay, everybody, so I'm going to hold over here. So I went a little over. It was a little